Manu Keddy is the co-founder of Rua Bioscience, an Interdex-listed biotech company specialising in medicinal cannabis, as well as Matawai Bio, that explores ingredients for functional foods and research for natural health products. Today we are talking about pine forests. Now, the Malaysian forestry giant Earnslaw has lost its Forest Stewardship Council certification due to the slash issues in Tairau Whiti. Manu is a critic of companies like Earnslaw. However, while he says they have a lot to answer for, so too do government and local councils that have pushed pine forestry as the panacea to fix the well-known erosion-prone farming land, despite historical research suggesting pine wasn't the correct option. And Manu Keddy is in for a kōrero on that front. Kia ora anō, hoki maira, Manu, tēnā koe.
Morena, Bill.
Morena. I'm not a big fan of pine, but it's been pushed left, right and centre. Companies going around saying to our Māori landowners, listen, let's whack up Pinus radiata el pronto, and everyone will be happy campers. But that's not what is happening. Why are you so critical of the government encouraging people to invest in forestry in the Tairau Whiti region, Manu?
Yeah, yes, as you pointed out, that's been popular for the last 50, 60 years, and it's certainly provided jobs for the whānau. Probably not a lot of income for landowners, but a little bit. But yeah, we are seeing the chickens come home to roost in terms of its impacts. Now that we've got through the first major growth cycle, so it's Cyclone Bola in the 80s and this wall of wood that's been harvested and the slash issues. But beyond that, there's also sort of whole forests that are collapsing because they just weren't suitable for the land that they've been put on. These are tall, shallow-rooting exotic trees that the shallow soils that we've got on the East Coast just can't handle. So they're falling over and creating massive issues as the gully systems open up, and we really just need to get back to permanent indigenous forests. So we're working on options for that, I guess, in the region, but it's going to take some time. But at the same time, there's real urgency around those issues.
Tēnā koe, I know that you're advancing through another vehicle, Hikurangu Bioactives, a Kānuka-based product for eczema. As an example, should we be planting Manuka Kānuka rather than the great tracts of pine forest that we've been growing over the last 5 decades?
Yeah, certainly. The good thing with Manuka and Kānuka is that it plants itself. The seed such a so abundant, and we've seen that in many parts of the region where whānau have needed to leave the whenua for jobs in the city, and the Kānuka and Manuka have come back very quickly. And that's why we focused on that in terms of developing products. And I guess here we've developed the eczema cream that we've done a couple of clinical trials on, and they've demonstrated that it's better than steroid cream for treating eczema. So it's now being licensed overseas and quite exciting, but just one product, and we've needed to do that ourselves. I guess what we're saying is it would be good to have further government support for that kind of research and development of other products so that we can quickly move to living within the Ngāhere again, like our tipuna used to, but utilising the trees and the resources that are available if we go back to an indigenous bioeconomy.
It's, well, a year on since Gabrielle, and I wonder how you evaluate our response. We're talking about creating a better tomorrow here, and so less reliance on the pine trees that caused the slash problem. But what have you made of the reaction to the challenge, and perhaps even how the government or local councils could be more innovative to help the region recover?
Yeah, it's been an interesting year. We had the ministerial inquiry into land use that Hiki Parata led last year, and it's been almost 12 months since she completed that. The previous government had an initial response sort of June, July last year that was pretty underwhelming, but they did promise that they'd come back by Christmas or by the end of the year with a full formal response. Unfortunately, they didn't make it to the end of the year, and the region's response to that report, or the central government's response, hasn't been picked up by the new government. So we're just wondering. I see today there's a new action plan. They've completed their 100-day plan, and now there's a new action plan, but Te Arawhiti recovery and response and land management issues certainly isn't in that action, the new action plan that takes us through to the middle of this year. So we're feeling, I guess, pretty left out and forgotten. And while there's talk about a regional infrastructure fund at a national level, that's likely to focus on roads and bridges that, again, it will be a perennial issue for our region given the erosion issues, but we really need this natural infrastructure which will reduce the impact on that built infrastructure. So investment and support for things like Jobs for Nature that the government's talking about cutting next year, the funding runs out, but that's been really crucial for projects like the Raukumara Ranges, dealing with pests in there and trying to save what remains of those native ngahere. And certainly expanding that onto private land and Māori land would be a really good investment of public funds. And there's other opportunities too with policy, like our ETS policy that's going to see a lot of money, something like $24 billion being estimated, spent overseas purchasing carbon credits that others are growing by 2030 that to meet the commitments that New Zealand's made. Internationally, if we could spend even half of that money domestically, we could create a huge amount of employment, as well as reducing things like pests when we're trying to get native forests re-established on erosion-prone land. So there's lots the government could be doing. Unfortunately, they haven't made any sounds about supporting the region other than some a little bit of money for slash cleanup, which was really just the sort of the addressing the symptoms rather than the cause of those issues.
Tēnā koe, you've been quite innovative here and bringing to Rua Toria perhaps some opportunities that others hadn't considered. What with the moves into Rua Bioscience and now Hukurangi Bioactives, is it having an impact on people who perhaps are just locally starting to think a little more outside the square about potential urns, even though you're a long way from market? There is more that could be done. How are people reacting to these sort of moves that you're advocating in your hood?
I think there's definitely interest. Unfortunately, cannabis, the medicinal cannabis rules mean that things haven't moved as fast as we would have liked, but the company's still going. And these other opportunities with natural health products, I think, do exist, and we're seeing some more interest in those. Manuka honey's been a big thing for the coast, but mostly owned by companies outside of the region. So we're looking at other opportunities, as I say, with Kānuka, and making sure that Māori are more in control of that industry before anyone cares too much about it, and then trying to attract some Māori investment into some of those new opportunities is really important. And of course, our Māori companies that have resource, particularly post-settlement commercial entities, are pretty risk-averse for good reason. I really encourage them, encourage shareholders to encourage their boards to put even just a small portion of that investment into some of the more innovative risky options, because if you don't, then we're going to be stuck with the high-volume, low-value commodities that most of the Māori economy is already in, farming and fishing and pine forestry, where we really need to put a bit more money into some of the new opportunities. And not all of them will succeed, but if we don't, then the future we're going to be locked into a bleaker sort of set of options, I guess.
Good talking with you again. Thanks very much for your time today. Manu Kadi joining us, talking, well, all sorts of issues, including Kānuka and eczema, but also pine, perhaps not the best way forward for our people. Anyway, thanks, Manu. Thanks for joining us.
Kia ora, Dad.
Tēnā koe. Urban Māori Radio, Wātea.